Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. In other farm news this morning, China planning a series of pilot projects to jumpstart their domestic biodiesel industry. It lags behind the U.S. and the European Union. Per a report in Reuters, the country's National Energy Administration has called on regional authorities to carry out demonstration projects for biodiesel and organize financing for other initiatives in the area. China is a large producer of biodiesel, but local consumption only accounts for about 40% of it. The country has no mandates for biodiesel blending and provides no subsidies for the production of the fuel, except for Shanghai. This year it is expected to produce 1.9 billion liters of biodiesel, equal to about 500,000 gallons. Vibra Energia S.A., Brazil's leading fuel distributor, is setting its sights on the burgeoning corn ethanol sector in northern Brazil. They want to reduce reliance on fossil fuels. Traditionally, Brazilian ethanol has been predominantly sugarcane-based, concentrated in the southeast. However, the northward expansion of corn production is sparking new investments in biofuel facilities utilizing corn. The shift offers a competitive alternative to cane ethanol, which struggles to compete with gasoline in terms of pricing. The United Soybean Board announced a call for nominations for the Tom Oswald Legacy Award. It's the second year for this award, which honors the late Tom Oswald, who will always be remembered as a passionate farmer leader and dedicated volunteer. If you know an organization, group, or individual that should be recognized for their efforts and passion for the soybean industry, visit the USB website to submit a nomination. Closing on January 8th. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us this morning. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here. Same time, same station.